Okay, today's daf is Daf Yud Bet, and we begin from the Mishnah, which is on the previous Amud. That's where we stop. Eved Knani, and Eved Knani is nikne bekesef uvishtar bechazak. It's an Eved Ivri, if they're a Knani, a non-Jewish Eved, when they would purchase them, that would be done by way of a kesef, through money, shtar, by way of a contract, or chazaka. Chazaka is, again, as we've explained, is a way of a person demonstrating ownership over that, either property or individual. So we'll explain that in a moment. But the question is, how does he acquire his own freedom? However, that's al yedei achirim. Well, b'shtar, when it comes to a shtar, it would be al yedei atzmo, if he received the shtar shichur from his adon directly. That's opinion of Rebbe Meir. So let's just have a look at the Korban Eidah. He says, firstly, it's kesef al yedei achirim shinul rabo al manat shiyezeh ben churim. Aval hu atzmo lo yikabel. The problem is since the Eved doesn't have any assets of his own, doesn't have any monies of his own, therefore he can't have money. So someone can't give him money to pay the Adon to free himself, because as soon as he receives that money, and it becomes a property of the Adon. That's the understanding of, we'll see in a moment, the Pin Chachamim, but that's the understanding that, well, so therefore, the money has to, if you want to be freed by someone paying his value, that has to be paid directly to the Adon by way of somebody else. And what happens with the shtar? Shtar, but he, because he understands it's a chov, okay? Meaning, it's not in the interest of the Eved to be freed. Why? Shim Eved Kohen, if he's an Adon, then he can long gap, possibly can have truma. Vim Eved Israel. If there's an Eved to an Israel, also mishum shivcha, then he's not allowed to marry a shivcha anymore. So it's not, again, to do something without other person's knowledge, for example, to acquire property, do some sort of something of financial benefit, if you like, it has to be to their benefit. It can't be to their detriment. So he understands that the freeing an Eved Kanani would be not necessarily to his benefit, because there are certain benefits that he has that he'll lose out on. That's been Rebbe Meir. He can receive the get shichrur directly. That would free him, not a problem, because it's not an inyan of money he has to pay. He's received yado. We say yado vegito b'ayin, like we've seen by Nisha. However, it can't be given to somebody else, because you have to rely on zachin, and you cannot do that according to Rebbe Meir. However, kesef al yadei cherim shani. Then how is it then? Can another person pay the money to free the eved? If we just said ein zach, sorry, zachin la adam shlo b'fanav and ein chavin la adam shlo b'fanav, and therefore someone else can't receive the get shichur for the eved, the eved has to receive it himself, then how can someone else pay the money to free him? Don't we say zachin la adam shlo, if it's a chov for him? So the Gemara says it's different, completely. Sorry, the Korban is completely different. Shekabalat garam rabo garmolo lishtachrer me'elav. Meaning the receipt of money that the Adon is doing, that is what is causing him to be freed on his own. Ve'ein achirim halalu chavin lo. It's not the achirim that's causing that chov, according to Rebbe Yitzchok. It's the decision of the master to receive it. That's a different story altogether now. Then ela kabbalat rav. V'harav einu na'aseh shlucha. And the rav isn't acting as his shaliach. It's just by receipt of the money, it almost has this automatic effect that the Eved is free. So it's a self-interesting, he wants the money, and the Eved being freed is a byproduct. So let me explain that all outside, because I don't think I did it very well. He says, when it comes to the mechanism which an Eved is freed through Kesef and Shtar is different. Kesef, it has to be that money has to pay up to the Adon. Once you receive the money, the Adon's interest, I've received money, the Eved automatically goes free. So there's no inyan of shlichut here. As long as it receives the money, it could be by way of somebody else, then the Eved goes free. There's no issue of shlichut chavim or zachin or ein zachin. That's not a question here. The issue is the Eved can't have any of his money his own, so you have to have somebody else to do so. That's been Rebbe Meir. When it comes to a shtar is different. It's dependent on the receipt of the Eved. Okay, so he can receive it because yad gitov yado bayin keechad, but why can't somebody else receive it for him? Because if they're going to receive it for him, they have to be effectively act as a shaliach, and he can't. They can't. This acherim can't act as a shaliach if it's not because they can't nominate him anyway. But because the issue would be it'll be a chov, and we don't say we can only say zachin. The whole principle of zachin an shelo b'fanav, which effectively works through shlichut, is only if it is a zechut. Okay, that's opinion Rebbe Meir. Let's continue. The Chachamim Urim Af Kesef Al Yedei Atzmo B'Shtar Al Yedei Rechim. He says both works through both. Why? Because according to Chachamim, there is a capacity in which an Eved can have assets of his own. Right? Yesh Kinyan LeEved B'Lo Rabo. That's the point number one. And secondly, V'Shtar Al Yedei Acharim, because they Chachamim hold that it's an objective zchut. It's actually a benefit for the Eved to be free. Yeah, he's losing on a couple of benefits, but so what? So therefore, somebody comes to receive the shtar. Now that means that if he finds something on the ground, then he picks it up, it belongs to the Adon. And therefore, that's why, how would he have money to free himself? So we've discussed this before. People have to give him money. We've seen this as well before. The only way he can have money to free himself is someone gives him money on the condition that his Adon doesn't have any rights or access to it, and then the Eved could take that money and free himself. According to Chachamim. Okay? So there? Might take a bit of work here, but that's in other words. According to Chachamim, Shtar works either by him receiving or somebody else because it's a zchut and zachit shal bafana. That's fine. When it comes to money, well, money can also free himself with it, or somebody else can, as we've explained. Everyone agrees somebody else can pay the money to free him, or he himself can. But how can he do so? Because Chachamim say there's a way in which he can have money which belongs to him. That's if someone else gives him some money, and says almanat that Adon doesn't have reshut in it. And that's how he could potentially have money. But if he suddenly found something on the ground, we said whatever the Adon finds belongs to the master. Okay, that's how we piece it together. Okay, now Mara says, "Eved knani nikna bekesef." So why so? So k'tiv, I said, "V'nachaltem otam livnechem achareihem l'reshet achuzah." So you see, the concept of eved is connected to achuzah, to property. Hekesh avadim l'achuzah. Just as property is purchased by way of three mechanisms, either through payment, through a contract, or through a chazaka demonstrating ownership. Af eved knani, so to an eved knani is can be acquired through those means. Kesef, shtar, and chazaka. So minayin she haso, because it's she achuza. How do we know achuza? Meaning property can be purchased through nikne bekesef shtar bechazaka. And this is a pasuk, which is kind of related to Shabbat. We saw recently the nevuahs that related to Yirmiyahu, where he was instructed, says sado, go purchase bekesef yiknu v'chtov besefer v'chaton v'ayiririm. So there's a mention of money. There's a mention of some sort of sefer, or a contract, and witnesses. So the Gemara opens this up. It says, I'm not sure if you have this line here, but it's sado bekesef yiknu. That refers to kesef. V'chtov besefer, writing in the contract v'chaton, that refers to eide shtar. V'ed eidim refers to eide chazaka. So those are three mechanisms of purchase that are mentioned in this pasuk. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Or enu, maybe eidim refers to the eide shtar, and the Gemara quite clearly says, but we've already sorted out a shtar in the previous part of the pasuk, which says k'tiv v'chtov besefer v'chaton. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Rav Asi says v'shem Rav Mana. Rav Tamchum, Rav Aval says b'shem Rav Yochanan, ein karka nikne bechot mishaver puta. When one is purchasing land, they cannot do so with less than a shaver puta. That's a minimum amount. Or there can be no less than a shaver puta's worth. Sorry. Now the Gemara says, sorry, I just lost the place. Now the Gemara says, my time, why so? It says because besadek bekesef yiknu. It's purchased with money. Okay. So the Gemara says, pli, but that seems to be cholek. Why? Alhida amrav chenina, because kol shkalim shekatu b'torah, when it comes to shekel in the Torah, that refers to slaim, a seller, like we've discussed, we saw the conversions before. Ubeneviim, when you see a shkalim mentioned in Neviim, that's the denomination there, it's understood to be a litrin. The Pnei Moshe says that's 25 seller, so increased in value. And when you see a shekel written in the ketuvim, that's the kintirin. Kintirin is about 100 seller. So that's even more higher value. So you see quite clearly here, our pasuk was from where? From Yahu. Where they're the shkalim, the stam shkalim, we just said are literary. And you're saying now that the purchase of land can mean with no less than a shaveh prota. So the Gemara says, Amar Abba Bar Pazi, Sabi Yehuda Bar Pazi says, no, chutz mishikle, the first thing he says, chutz mishikle afron, when it comes to Torah. Why? Because despite the fact the one in the Torah is a seller, when it comes to the purchase of the stair from the Avraham Avinu did from Marat HaMachpelah, That was a kinturin, which was a much greater denomination, much 100 times a normal seller. Why? Because when they negotiated the sale, Ma'atabek says, "Bekesef male yitnanavi." I want you to use a full coin. So full money, the Gemara understands, is a much higher denomination than a normal seller. Now the Gemara says, so back to our original question, how can he say, Rabbi Yochanan says, when you've got Rav Chanina that says that all the shkalim that are mentioned in the Navi are a litrin, which is much more than that. So Gemara says, what are you comparing the two? There in Navi you're talking about kesef. But the whole discussion about what a shekel is worth is when the Torah, Navi, or Ketuvim say the word shekel. So so there's no kasha whatsoever. Gemara says, hey, what are you talking about? Hara ones, hara ein ktiv bo ela kesef. Look, if that's the case, if you say there's no difference between kesef and a shekel, we'll look at the Torah. The Torah refers to a kesef. And we look at the denomination of a shekel, a seller. So therefore, you see there's no difference whatsoever, and quite clearly Rabbi Yochanan is cholek with the principle of Rav Chanina regarding what is implied by the term kesef in Navi. He says shekel, Rav Chanina says it's a kintrin. Okay, let's continue. Not kintrin, a kintrin. Now the Gemara says, he says, but that's the look, Rabbi Elazar. Why did Rabbi Elazar say, in other words, the fact that the purchase of land is only the kesef, shtar, and chazaka, seems to not be like Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar says he lech if he just walked the distance or the length and breadth of the field, that's enough to be koneh. Datani, he lech besadeh leorka lorachva kana an makom shelech. That's the Rabbi Elazar. However, Chachamim Acholek, like our mission must be alike, which is lo kana ad shat shayachzik, until you actually do a proper chazaka. In other words, for example, plowing it, locking the gate, some act that actually demonstrates ownership rather than just walking it. So Gemara says, Hakol benim mochor b'shvil lechaviro. Everyone agrees if you sell just a pathway to a friend. Kevin shilech ba kenayo, meaning just simply if you walk it, that would be enough of a kinyan, because that's the purpose of a path. There's no other use for it. But how do we know then that's a possibility? My time, where do you see a pasuk? It says, no, kumitelech ba'aretz lo kala rachbok lechad nena. You see that, if you like, that mechanism was used for Avraham Avinu saying, just walk the length and breadth of the land because I'm giving it to you, that land. So you see at least a smach in the Torah that this is a way of demonstrating like ownership. That it's not really demonstrating, but that halicha, hiluch is a means of the Kodesh Baruch Hu promised the land or gave land to Avraham Avinu. It's not really chazak, it's a wolf. But again, because a pathway, there's no other way. Like, you don't want to plow a pathway. The pathway is designed for simply walking on, so walking on would do it. That's a mesa that demonstrates that this is now transferring hands. Now, the Gemara says, Itmanita amar avadim kakarka, itmanita avadim amar kamatatlin, itmanita amar lo kakarka velo kamatatlin. In other words, we'll see proofs all over the place, which we're going to go through now, where avadim are sometimes treated like land, sometimes treated like movable objects. We'll see examples soon, and sometimes like neither. So also, Gemara says, Manita amar avadim kakarko, why? Datnin taman cheska batim brought shichin umma'arot. So when it comes to property, be it houses, well systems, and caves, and things like that, or merchatzon bathhouses, or shobachot, dovecotes, beit abadim, presses, or beit ashlachim, fields, and avadim. When it comes to avadim as well, the concept of cheskat shaloshanim applies. Now, cheskat abatim, I'm sure you're familiar with, that is where if someone has, there's witnesses, he's been in possession of such land and using it for a 3-year period. From that point onwards, he doesn't need to retain any contracts of sale. He has a chazaka. And if he's questioned, why are you doing on this land? He says, well, I bought it, but, you know, where's the document? I don't need it because I have a chazaka. But we see here, avadim are included in that. So avadim in this respect are like karka. It might need to ama avadim. So here, Korbanet changes as einam kekarka, are not like karka, or inun kemetaltlin is another girsa, meaning they're about like metaltlin. Why? Datani. Ezul hi cheskat avadim. What's a chazakah for an avadim to purchase, demonstrate ownership? Na'alo minalo, Like he put his shoe on, he tied up or untied the shoe of the person, the new Adon. That's an act an Eved would do, and that would demonstrate ownership. Or Natala Fanav Lamerachatz took his stuff he needed, his towel and like towards the bathhouse. Rabbi Shimon Amar, Im Higbiha, Ibiho, Hareza Chazaka. If the person picked up the Eved, did a Hagbah, just raised him up, then that would also be a purchase. Now that doesn't apply to land. That's a special kinyan that only applies to metaltalin. So you see here, an Eved is being treated like metaltalin. Now, however, higbio hu et rabo, if the Eved picked up the Adon, then clearly in chazaka lo mezeh, that's still something that would demonstrate he's acting as subservient to him. So that would be a chazaka. Now, the next thing is milir rabbanan amrin avanim ke metaltalin. Why? De amar rav yossi b'shem rabbanim ein shiabud lematana. The first point is, if someone gives someone a gift, and if you recall, and we said, like, for example, land, we said that if one sells land, there's a lien on it, and, for example, there's a creditor that preceded the sale, and the borrower cannot pay back, then the creditor can come and collect that land. But then the person who purchased land can go back to the original owner and say, please, you owe me money. So when it says, ein if he gives over a matana to his friend and he didn't say, I'm taking responsibility, then he's not chayav b'achriyot. Meaning, if it's, say, a creditor comes and sees that gift, if a creditor comes and sees a gift, he doesn't have to pay him, he doesn't pay him back for the loss of the matana. Afal gav, the korban says, despite the fact that b'shar shtar, when it comes to other contracts, I mean, achriyot totsofer, we say the lack of writing achriyot on a contract is a totsofer, and any contract of sale of land, achriyot, the responsibility to pay the person back if that land is seized, is implicit. Right? It's built into the contract. But we see here when it comes to matana, it's not. There'd only be achrayut, responsibility of the person to like pay the recipient of the gift back for the loss as a result of land being seized if it was explicitly stated. That's number one. That's just not related necessarily to our topic at hand. However, ein govin mina avadim kakarka. Similarly, if there's a debt and you need, where does a creditor take his money back from? He takes it from land. But we're trying to say here that ever that you don't take it from avadim. So see quite clearly that avadim are not like karaka in this sense here. So Gemara says, Amar of man al Rav Shimi, man in Rabbanan, who the chachamim that hold that position. So Amar Lehi says, Rav Yitzhak Rav Imi. Why? Because Amalata tafast amata. We have this widow that she was tofes her ama. Ama is a maidservant. Her husband passed away and she was tofes, let's say, for a ketubah. Atav kamer Rav Yitzhak says, tafast, she took it. It's hers. Ravimi says, "Mafik minay, take it from him." De savra de hidida, vele dida. She thought it was hers, and it's not hers. Now, to understand this, we need to go through the korban aida. He says, "You've got an almana." Because we can go through the whole korban on this. Almana achad tafsa shifcha meazvun baala lagabot mein ketubah. She took the shifcha for a ketubah. V'ketubat isha inin bit el makarka. But the ketubat isha can only be collected from karka, from land. Okay, full stop. Now, the first shita is when Ribbitzik says, okay, she took whatever she took, she took. So let's skip to the next one. It says, Tafas, Tafas, Kimet Shikfar Echzika, Govai, she's already taken it, she can collect the Ketubah from him. Why? Because first understanding the Korbanet is because the coin Ribbitzik in a Safek, the Safkali, Ia Avdika Makarka, or Dami, or Kamatatlin, or Mesveka, of Kumaseka, we can't take it from her. However, Lishna Harin, I'm not sure if you have this in front of you, but my edition has it. Lishna Acharina says, "Afagad the metaltlin diyat me lo mishdabel ketubat isha." Despite the fact that she can't collect the ketuba from metaltlin, mikomakom, but tfis if she seized it, nahani ki heich the mahane balchov, just like a balchov. Like a balchov can't collect from metaltlin movable objects, but if they happen to have seized it, then once they've seized it, then they can collect their debt from it. Okay, so that's his understanding. But you see quite clearly here, he's treating it like metaltlin. And so how do we understand that Rev Imi, who says Mafik mi nedi svara didi da vleti dida? So Korban again also has two different explanations. The first one he says, "Usia la shivcha miyad almana, take it out of her." Deksava tvisata lomanya, because he says, "Look, she savra she mishubad lo, because she thought that it's mushubad lo lekarka." Well, met lav shela. So it wasn't like a tvisa of metaltlin. She thought it was really hers. So she didn't have to do anything. It's really mine, but it's not because it's metaltlin. Inami lakach chazara rebiimi. The other say votzim yimeno. She ain't ze chazaka ma'alya. She never thought to take a chazakah. Elasavra kimet shimshata b'chayei. Another understanding is because she thought she was my maidservant the whole time. V'adayin, she thought it was never not in my reshut. It's always mine, and that's what he says. That's why it wouldn't. That's why it can be taken away. But in any event, whichever way you understand it, we see according to Rabbi Yitzchak, he seems to treat it like metaltlin. What she received, it fine. It's like seizing metaltlin. It's hers. According to his second explanation, according to Rabbi Imi, well, she can't take it because it's not. It's only considered metaltlin. And she never did a proper chazaka on it because she thought it was hers. Right? But in any event, she can't collect from it. So you see, both shittot understand that the avadim are like metaltlin and not like karka. The Gemara now continues. Let's say someone hichzik ba karka. You have to insert the words lo hichzik ba avadim. If someone has karka and avadim to sell, if someone did a chazak machzik on the karka, meaning he's done a chazak on the karka, it was part of the sale. I'm selling you land, I'm selling avadim, he did a chazak on the karka. He doesn't acquire the avadim. He'd have to go to avadim and do some sort of chazak on avadim. How so? So because it's imamad avadim ka karka. If you say avadim have the same din of karka, then it shouldn't have mattered. Kivan shizik ba karka ot, hechzik ba avadim. Because why? The Amar of Yossi b'shem Rav Yochanan hayu lo shtei sadot achab Yehuda v'achab Galil hechzik b'zev shubuda lesko ba Galil or b'zev shubba Galil lesko ba shubuda kana. When it comes to land, if there's multiple properties and you're selling both, all you have to do is chazak on one. And it would acquire both of these properties. The fact that, so if an eved is like karka, being maxik on land should acquire the eved. And it's not. So therefore you say, if it's not like karka, but it even gets worse. Because also it's lokem metaltlin. Because why? Because imo mat avadim kemetaltlin, kimen shichzik, change the words, bekarka, hechzik bavadim. Because in other words, if you even treat it like avadim, like mentalton, like other movable objects, like a bicycle, then having acquired the land, done a chazak on the land, it should have acquired the eved as well. Why? Now, this is an interesting thing. There must be different gears here. Here, Gorban says you should read it like this. And also, so we have to insert those words. It's very important. Why? Because what it's saying is you can do what's called a kinyan agav karka. We know this. If someone wants to purchase some metaltlin in another location, he can purchase land and through whatever mechanism, shtar kesef chazaka, and through that kinyan agav, that kinyan by way of the kinyan, you can lump in as part of the sale the other metaltlin. So in other words, either way you have it, it seems like Eved's not like Karka and not like Metaltlin. Because when it comes to, because in our situation when you said, let's say he's trying to sell this land and an Eved, if you machzik the land, you're not going to the Eved. Now, if you say it's like Karka, well, it should be acquired because if you acquire, you can put a whole lot of lumps of land together as part of a sale, do a chazak and one and they're all sold. So clearly Eved's not like Karka. But also you're saying Eved is not like Metaltlin either. Movable objects. Why? Because we have a concept of what's called kinyan agav karaka. If you purchase land, part of that sale, it can be other movable objects wherever they are. And that's one of these clever mechanisms to sell movable objects you don't have access to hand it over to the individual. And so, again, if it ever's like metaltlin, it should have been part of the sale. So the fact it's not like part of the sale means it's not like karaka and it's not like metaltlin. Just to explain, the last part is, zokin nechasim shesh lehem acharu lishava alehem. So what that's referring to is that normally you don't make a shvua on karaka. So, but what you can do is just as you can, like it's almost like the reverse, just as you can make, you can lump as part of a sale of kinyan karaka and through it nimshach also agav the karaka purchase metaltlin. So to a shvua, it can work the other way around, right? You can agav a shvua metaltlin, you can bring in a shvua regarding karaka. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara says, the kesef. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiya says, they quote this to Rabbi Meir, if you remember, says, Me'acher la'rabo, means somebody else can pay off the money to free this individual. Fine. Mashmor ham me'rabo la'acher lo. So the way the Korbanator reads it is like a bitmia, whereas Bnei Moshe says it's like a definite statement. But here what it's saying is, okay, if someone pays the Adom to set to set the person free. That works. But you're telling me that if, say, that Don gave money to somebody else and said, through me paying you this money, my Don's going to go free, it doesn't work. Of course it should work. It's like handing over a shtar. It's like handing over something else. Like, why shouldn't it work? That's betmiya. So Amar of Zira says, and actually it would work. Afilu mirabol acher would work. So ma'am, what's the, what's the, why are we trying to ma'at? That's mirabol atzmo. Now, rabol atzmo doesn't necessarily mean he's putting from one hand to the other, because that's obviously, that would, pardon me, that wouldn't work. But it means if it's trying to, according to Rameh, if you remember, it's mema'et, handing over the money directly, like to, say to the eved or something, because it's like money to, or the eved having money and trying to give it over to the adon, because it's like it's all the possessions of the property of the adon anyway. So it's like handing from one hand to the other. Okay. And like Gemara says, Rabbi Yiri Abai Kamei Reb Zira. Hilach Kesef Zu, Shiatse, now change this, Shiatse Avdechalecherod. If someone says, here's money there to, I'm giving you money to free your Eved, what would it work? Will it work or not? Amar Leyatza, yes, it would work. What if he says, I'm giving you money, Shetetze Sadcha Lehefker? I'm giving you money now such that your field will become ownerless. Would that work? Amar Leyatza, no, it doesn't work. Says, what's the difference? Ma ben ze leze? So Gemara says, ze zicha lebendea, veze lo zicha lebendea. The difference is that when you, there's, when he's giving him money to free an individual, well, that he's doing so to bendea, meaning a bar das, an individual. So the Korban Eder says here, zicha lebendea, hamekabel mezakeh, the mekabel is mezakeh, giving over the freedom to a eved who is a bendat. Lekach mahani, that's why it's work. But to an sadeh, when he's mekabel the money, he's not being mezakeh to a person, it's to a field, and he's not having a, not making a declaration, this is now hefker, so therefore it doesn't work. The Gemara says, well, if that's the case, if you're, if you're talking about this, it has to be bendat, you can have a vadim that are not bendat. What about a cheresh? Amarle in the Korach refers to it as being an ish, okay, in the pasuk. So in other words, it's like, but here it's very interesting, because Gemara understands, normally, it, well, you'll see what I mean in a moment, meaning it's a human being. Maybe it's a katan. So the understanding of ish here, which is a little bit, I think, a little bit difficult to understand, is when it comes to this concept of schia, handing over the money, the term ish, it, understanding is to be like a human being. Even though normally ish means a gadol, or ish means a bardat, or things like that, here the Gemara understands is meaning like a human being, which is mema'et, like a field, if you're trying to give money over to someone, just make the field hefker. That's where the Gemara works. Chabetz chashia katan. Fine. The Gemara says, Amrav Yonah, Atu Reb Zira, this position of Reb Zira, that if he gives money over, that the Adon can give money over to somebody else to free them, that's like Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Why? The time Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Mishum Rebbe Meir. Af, in other words, this is different to Rebbe Meir that we understood our Mishnah. Okay? He says, the Af Bishtar Al Yedei Achirim and Lo Yedei Atzmo. When it comes to a Shtar, it has to be Al Yedei Achirim and not Al Yedei Atzmo. Okay, which is interesting because if you remember Rabbi Meir and Mishnah, says a shtar can be al yedei atzmo, kitov yado bain kachad. So what does this even mean? So the Gemara says, mahu b'shtar al yedei achrim v'lo yedei atzmo. It means as follows, lo rabbo noten shtar l'achrim shese avdo l'cheiru. Doesn't it mean that the Adon is giving a shtar over to another person so that such that he will go free? Okay, which is like, this is almost the opposite of saying we had Ramir in the Mishnah. So too, Avhacha, so too, Rabbo Notan Kesef L'Acherim, Shiatze Abdo L'Cherut. Again, I changed those three words. Shiatze Abdo L'Cherut. So that seems to be the proof that, if you like, Reb Zira is very much like Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that he can even just hand over money, the Adon can hand over money to else, through which it would be a gesture or an action through which the Eved could be set free. So Amarav Avon Atya, he says, well, that really only makes sense. I'll show you in the Korban in a moment. Kerebi. Why? So I'll show you the Korban Eda. Korban says, Hadam Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar b'shtar l'dei achirim v'lo yalei atzmo. The understanding that you can't give the Eved the shtar himself, but you can only give the shtar to somebody else to free him. That's Hainu Davka b'm shecher chetzi avdo. That's only for trying to half free him. Why? Dimish marim, because you're fully freeing him. Lama lo yalei atzmo. Why couldn't he receive it himself? It makes no sense. This concept of gito b'yado b'yichad is universally accepted. So why is it that he can't accept a get? No, we must be talking about a unique case where the Adon's trying to half free him. Okay, so the Gemara says, and that's why he can't accept it. So Meshech Chatzi Avot, the Gemara says, well, really, the late Rabbanan Adam Meshech Chatzi Avot, doesn't Chachamim hold this also of this concept of you can have a half Eved, half Ben Chorim? We see it all over Shas. So Idlo, no, they do have it, but not with an individual who half frees their Eved. They have the concept half Eved, but Avdo Eved Shel Shutfut, meaning there was Eved owned by two different people. And one other don frees, and that's how you get a half chachamim. Aval the eved shukulo shelo. If someone is a single owner of an eved, shniyei. Why shu kazochem imino lesmono? That wouldn't work because it's like being zochem from the right to the left. Meaning there's no way of him gitu biyadim buying keichad because what's going to happen? You're trying to free him half. Well, as soon as it lands in his hand, he's still half owned by the Adon, and it's like the get's never leaving the reshut of the Adon. So you can't have the only way you can have Gitu v'yadu bayin kechad is if the person's fully freed. That's what he's saying. However, the Gemara says, V'leit Rebbe Shmo, Rebbe Shu, Kozeh b'chmir v'sevor. Doesn't Rebbe also find that technical problem an issue? How can you possibly give him a get that will partially free him if it's partially still owned by Adon? We won't be able to even receive it. So it says, no, idle me'zak al yadecha, you're right. Rebbe says you can have a half freed Eved, but the shtar has to be accepted by somebody else. Because you're right, he can't accept it. The guy Chachamim says, well, what Rabbanan? Le Rabbanan, Mezaki al Yadechim, why isn't that a good enough solution for them? So, Savri Rabbanan, Aruli Zakot al Yadeatzmo, Rauli Zakot al Yadeacher, Feshein Ruzakot al Yadeatzmo, Ein Ruzakot Zakot al Acher. Now, this is just a fascinating explanation because this goes to the heart of what's happening with someone else receiving it, and we could have touched it in the beginning. In other words, Chachamim say, is when can you use somebody else to accept it? That's when the Eved technically could have done it himself. But not the other way around. Why? So I'll read you the Korbanet. It says, Avala Eved kivan she'ein ra'ui lezakot alei etzmo chetzio. And Eved doesn't have the capacity to accept the get to half free himself, according to Chachamim. And Rebbe agrees with that. Therefore, you can't use somebody else to do it. The zchut al yedei acher, the whole Zachin principle works, havalei mitam shlichut. And a shaliach is acting like the person themselves. So if the person themselves hasn't the capacity to do it, how can a shaliach do it for them? That's the principle of chachamim. And we'd have to understand shidat to a rebbe, which is, well, do a drop more. And Rebbe Omer, afal pi she'einu ra'u lezakot al yedei atzmo, ra'u lezakot al yedei acherim. And he disagrees that's not necessary. Now, what's the svara behind Rebbe? Well, I think we've gone a little bit over time, but we might pick it up from here next year. All right, Dalton, have a good day.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.